Blog Talk Radio.
What's that?
Reno 2-1, Flatted 2, Fredging, Sidewinder, Point 2, Juliet.
It is 7 miles west of Star Wars Canyon now at 500 AM below. And 300 indicated.
I'm looking through the board now to try to find which video that...
Reno 3-1, Flatted 4, Point India.
Got it. All right. Sorry about that. Now I got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It is Thursday, August 26th. It is 8.01 p.m., so we're only behind 1 minute. That's no problem. Check this out. Here we go. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And, of course, folks, you know, I always hook up my boy Rob and LibertyRush.com and Dave Bray. So check this out. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 22 seconds.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
That's right, folks. You want to get on over to DaveBrayUSA.com. He's got his album, is doing really well, still doing good. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get a copy now. You can hear some of the really cool tunes that he put out. And, of course, you heard LibertyRush.com. It's social media without the libtarded rhetoric. My good friend Rob, he put that site together. That is social media site. It's pretty good. But in the past, I don't know how it is now because I registered a long time ago. When you register there, if you make sure you put your email in and do your email confirmation, and you will be able to join the fun at LibertyRush.com. Like I said, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Dun, dun, dun. You know, we're having fun here. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We're always having fun here, bringing you the truth, bringing you the real deal, what's shaking in this crazy world. And I got a great guest tonight, Mac Von Maxim. Veterans Arts Center of Tampa Bay. Now, folks, I know how audiences change as the times change, so I don't know if anybody listens from the first time I had Mac on when the Veterans Arts Center of Tampa Bay first opened up, and it's a great, great organization, what he's doing, what the plan is. They're going to have an event coming up here real soon. But before we talk about the Veterans Arts Center and this wonderful event that's coming up, I just want to say our hearts here at Patriot Nation Radio are with the families of those lost in this tragic suicide bombing in Afghanistan, which could have been totally prevented, should have never happened. And now we have a crowd of Marines that are dead and others. They're not the only. What about the poor, the civilians, the people who just want to live a peaceful life, get up in the morning, go to work, come home, have dinner with their family and live? That got killed in this senseless tragedy. This is blood on everybody's hands who voted for this administration. If you voted for this, this is your fault. Just like everything was my fault when President Trump was in office. If the glove fits, wear it, boys and girls. You got your big boy pants on now. Your boy is killing Americans. on foreign soil. And guess what? There's 600 diplomats. I'm here, and they're going to strand them. They're going to leave them there. This is a travesty beyond all measures. Our guest tonight will tell you no man is left behind. You don't leave anybody behind, ever, for any reason. We had our allies with getting our men and women out. But now the allies have got most of their own people out and are leaving. Right? Germany got their folks out, and they're done with their airlift, and they're heading home, you know. Pretty soon we're going to be leaving our people there by themselves, alone, stranded. And if you listen to the O'Biden administration, they're not being stranded. Well, what do you call it? Oh, sorry, left behind. We'll just bust out the thesaurus. Left behind, forgotten, POWs. Iran hostage situation is not going to look nothing to like 600 diplomats in a building. This is a disgusting travesty. And if this man is not impeached, and Kamala Harris has got to have some culpability in this and impeach her, which is the scariest thought on earth, because that leaves President Pelosi, which would be really just a tragic, tragic event. Folks, we are in a freight train going down Mount Everest, heading towards the pits of hell with no brakes. Gear up, folks, because this is going to be real. And I want to make sure that we remember all of our fallen service members that have died not only in this, but 20 years of conflict in the mountains, protecting this country from just this very thing. In the very least, the O'Biden administration could have at least got the American people out first, the thousands and thousands of small arms, the Humvees, the helicopters, the airplanes, the ammunition, all the things, got that out, got all the Americans out, and then the last 2,500 troops could leave. But no, this was the Trump plan, folks. I hate to say, you know, this is the Trump plan. You hear the O'Biden administration talking about how I'm just finishing Trump's plan. I'm just finishing what the President Trump started. That's malarkey. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. That's bullcrap. And if Americans stand for this, you think what we're going through now is bad? Watch what will be on the horizon. This song goes out to all the folks, men and women, that are sitting on the couch tonight. I'm going to play this as Dave Bray, and then I'm going to bring Mac on. This is Freedom Rings. Please listen to these words. This is a very important song, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Dave Bray.
For every soul from every war, across the seas, on our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins are laid, we hold back for every daughter and every son. The price was paid for everyone, so remember him, cherish. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, please watch over these families who have lost their loved ones senselessly at the hands of the criminal administration. Lord, may you forgive them, for they know not what they do, and save the souls of the lost and bring them home to sit with you and your precious Son, who gave his life, shed his blood for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And now our featured guest, Mac Von Maxim, Veterans Art Center of Tampa Bay. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you all doing today? I know it's a tough night. I know this is a tough time in our country as well.
I'm a little tearful after that song. That song really hits it with me.
Exactly. Yep.
Because I'm sitting here on this couch and cherishing.
We all need to stick together in these difficult times, but I think in the difficult times, Americans tend to pick it up and stand up to the evils of the world.
Yep. Amen.
And that's when we show what America is all about.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here on my couch listening to that song, and I don't take my freedom for granted, and that's why I speak. That's why I do my thing, because I can't
Well, what did Reagan say? Freedom is
what? One generation away.
Yes, sir.
And it's our job
yes,
to hand the freedom. It's our job to hand the freedom to the next generation. I got my son Liberty Kids, 40 episodes, four DVDs, and my son watched all 40 episodes. He's got Constitution.
Awesome.
His school is actually here in Florida. Now, I told the story on the air before. Yep. Some folks may have heard, some may not. I was home that day that they were doing the lesson. It was during COVID season last year. My son was doing school at home. And so I was sitting there listening to the lesson, and the teacher came on and she said, today we're going to talk about the United States, the Constitution for America. And I said, oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
She said, the Constitution is the law of the land. Any other law
the supreme law of the land.
Any law that goes against it is not a law, the Constitution protects your God-given rights to bear arms and to have freedom of speech. And I was like, what? They're teaching that to fourth graders? Your right to bear arms? I jumped up and down. I started doing a dance.
It's good, though.
Teaching the fourth graders that they have a right to bear arms, to me, was the greatest thing I could have heard at that very moment in time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we need to teach more of our ethics and our history. You could talk about education as another segment, but
that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that'll be next time, right? But
I'm up here in Hernando.
It's a very, very scary, interesting. You can't put it into words. I always say every morning I wake up and I just can't put it into words, so I just say, wow. And it's the never-ending stairwell of wow. And it's just you don't know. You can't put it into words sometimes what's happening to the nation. In our communities.
You know, people are like, well, don't worry, 2022 is coming. I don't know if we're going to make it.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. So, anyways, how are you doing? How's your family?
You know, we're all right. You know, we have health issues here at the house, but we're getting through them day by day. And my son, he's kicking. He's in the gifted program at a local charter school here.
Because his IQ is
very high, and I'm so thankful that he's so smart, because I'm dumb as a post, and he helps me already.
You know what? Kids are supposed to teach. Like, I know kids are smarter than math and me and all of that. So you, and I always count 7 plus 5 on my fingers, and I'm 50 years old. So you know? And now you're talking to an artillery officer too. So it's like, but I can remember quotes from movies in the 80s. So it's just,
it's crazy.
It's bizarre. It's just the way I've evolved into and all. You know that, you know, I was darn near death February, right?
No, I was hit by an automobile. Oh,
I was hit by an automobile walking back from the gym. And
I think maybe my friend Molly or something put something up, and I saw somebody that we're mutual with put it up a long time ago. And I think I might have posted prayers up or, you know, something like that on a couple of the posts while you were recovering.
Yeah, I had a life-threatening double subdural brain hematoma, 2 fractured toes, a fractured wrist. I was in ICU twice. First was major brain surgery. The second time was memory loss and speech. And while I was in the ICU, I was laid off. I was a senior director for Escott Bus Line. So there you go. That's how companies treat employees and all of that. But, you know, God said, hold on. We're going to keep crazy Major Mac on the earth a little bit longer. But I'm 50. So we just lost 2 young veterans to suicides. One was from Bradenton. He committed suicide at Fort Bragg. I attended his service. And the other service was a 24-year-old veteran, Army, both Army, one active duty, in Polk County. And those are the ones that I know of. But the suicide hotline right now has really been blowing up right now because of the Afghanistan. So, you know, a little update on the veterans.
I don't have the
Veterans Arts Center. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have the suicide hotline number at my very disposal. Do you have that available? You can give that out real fast before we move on, because there may be people listening right now who could use that hotline.
Yeah,
exactly.
If not, I can Google it. Everybody has to Google it. I can't remember the number at all, but I'll just look up our website, and because we have it on there, and that's kind of one of our core mission, you know, statements here. It's 1-800-273-8255. I say again, 1-800-273-8255.
That's
1-800. So it's on our website, Veterans Day, and we all got to reach out and make sure that all of our veterans and military and families are safe and cared for and alive and well, and there no one should be alone, especially because the mental health for children, the issues right now for military and vets, and the state of the nation for the last year and a half, it only kind of solidifies what we're doing and been doing since 2014. Mark, so a little update here. Yes. And so a little update. December of 19, our landlord wanted more rent money and wanted to our lease was going to be renewed. And I said, Sadie, you can't do it. Yes, sir. So I did not renew our lease, and we're now homeless. But with the bioterror attack /COVID, we probably wouldn't be able to survive regardless, because it was about $50,000 to run the center operational-wise. So last year and going into this year, we are relaunching without a home. We're not looking for a home right now, but we're launching into Hillsborough County. And without, you know, we've been doing programs right now through mental health healing and suicide prevention through alternative therapies. Our mission statement has not changed. We're just gathering more numbers and data. We are up to 3 prevented suicides. Again, we are not a HIPAA. We are not a medical facility. This is just what has happened and evolved into through mental health. And we just kind of, you know, added the suicide prevention because of our programs and our center that we've had. And
what you guys do is very therapeutic for veterans.
Yes. So we always try to change up programs, and it was actually a good thing because I assessed our organization to make it better. I could kind of look at it and say, okay, what are we doing wrong or right? And if organizations are not ebbing or you know, tiding, then, you know, or doing that, then it's not growing. So
right.
We're still doing programs at Falkenberg Jail, Empath Health. We're kind of in a wait mode right now because of this Delta thing. And so we are currently planning a relaunch reception. And this is going to be powerful right now, I'm going to tell you, because it all connects. We're doing a small reception at Bad Monkey on the 31st of August. That's General Scott's Bar in Ybor City. So we got Tony, or Craig Gross, who is the father of Frankie Gross, killed in action, 21 years old, Army. He's going to do a guitar performance. We're just going to have some ice hors d'oeuvres. We're going to do a couple announcements. And I am going to get everybody excited and energized for something that we are bringing in November for a week. Now, we just lost 13 Marines and 13. A Navy corpsman right now. What?
In Afghanistan.
Yes. And those are, that was, I think, 12, yeah, that was 12 Marines and a Navy corpsman. So we, Veterans Arts Center Tampa Bay, is securing a Marine Corps art memorial exhibit where
nice.
There was 22 Marines and a Navy corpsman that had a mass casualty in Iraq. This exhibit is coming down from Ohio off of I-75 in November. It'll
Amazing.
Be escorted through the motorcycle clubs at Brandon Harley. And
right.
they will set up the powerful art memorial exhibit of the fallen. Brandon Harley Davidson is going to host this for the 16th through the 20th.
And
so
what
we
month is that?
Now, November 16th
to
the 20th.
And
that's kind of during the Marine Corps birthday. So
Brandon
throughout that week. Yep. So they're excited. I'm excited. We're hosting. They're hosting. We're bringing in I want to unify the community through this exhibit. I want to educate and memorialize through the fallen of these Marines. And then also now we have to honor those that just recently got killed in action in Afghanistan. So throughout that week, we're going to Gold Star Mothers is going to do a day event through the local fallen military as well. We'll
have
a reception.
Have you spoken with Susan Price?
I have
she's
not.
She's a Gold Star. And Karen Vaughn.
I've got Kathy Wagner.
Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm kind of working with Kathy Wagner. But the more the merrier, the more that will help out because
well,
this
know,
is the first time in – go ahead.
You know, Karen and Billy Vaughn's son was killed on extortion 17 10 years ago today.
I didn't know that. Yes, there's just so many, you know. Now we
they
got, we got
they
12.
Made a post.
Okay.
I was reading it before. And they're fantastic. And they're local. They're in our area. And who else was I thinking about also would be really good for that? Oh, yeah, Susan Price.
I know Carlos Di Castillo. His son got – I got to call him up. Because his son guys was Marine, but it doesn't matter. We're bringing in this exhibit. We're going to memorialize.
Awesome.
We're going to educate. We're going to unify through this art memorial. It is it's first class. It's different from the American Soldier exhibit, which is now permanently donated to the St. Pete Museum of History. Remember that? I brought that in years ago.
Yeah.
Sheena Rubin. Yep. She
nice.
Permanently donated that exhibit that I brought in many, many years ago. So there you go. And make sure you go out and view those photographs again. So, you know, we're doing things. It's like the little engine that could, Mark. You know, I with my accident and all of the other, you know, competing demands and all of the insanity that's going on, I think this is an important mission, mental health. We don't talk about it a lot, And we don't talk about suicides. I know that it's like, oh, okay, right. There's another one, but we have to start talking about it. We need to start.
We do here.
You know, how do you,
Nation Radio.
Every suicide is different.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, you know, the VA can do their great studies and analysis and surveys and all that and have their professionals do all of that. But, you know, Major Mac here is just chugging along, trying to make a difference in Tampa Bay,
amen.
Trying to create a legacy.
That's
trying
great,
to
there's
do
a lot
something
of great
different.
Organizations in this area. In our area, there's
exactly.
some amazing organizations. There's one that I had on, a nice lady, Annette, from out of the Sebring area. And they do
uh-huh.
Project 65, which means like 22 a day every 65 minutes.
Yep.
Someone commits suicide, you know, did various causes of the battlefield. And those are their Project 65. And then I had this guy on the show. I was flipping through Facebook. And I see, wow, look, K9 Partners for Patriots. That's pretty cool. And I had the guy on.
Yeah.
And my friend.
Yeah,
my friend,
they want to partner with us. Yeah.
My friend,
yeah.
he got
Colonel
his
Adams
dog there.
Yep.
My friend got his
you.
Dog there. So we try to bring
yeah.
I think it's very
yeah.
important that we talk about this plight, that this is one of the real pandemics that we have in this country is veteran suicide, that sometimes it seems people might be afraid to talk about it or do something about it. It's pretty insane that and you know, Mac, and I know, and a lot of people know that it's more than 22 a day. Those are just the 22 a day that the VA is able to verify. So some
yep.
numbers have it up to like around 100.
You got it. Uh-huh. So, you know, that's kind of an update what we've been doing, but this is all connected. It's really weird that we're bringing in this Marine Corps exhibit, but this is Iraq mass casualty, Marines and a Navy corpsman. Well,
right.
12 in a Navy corpsman today. So we're going to try to honor those that just got killed in this exhibit that Mike Scrail owns. He runs it. He's a Marine coming from Lima, Ohio.
All
so
right.
This exhibit has been over like 300 venues across the nation. It's been in D.C., at the National Mall, twice at the Independence Day. It's been at the Marine Corps National Museum. So this is not a rinky-dink thing. Or, you know, I don't try to bring in stuff.
It's the real
but,
deal.
Like, it's just, you know, that. This is a real deal. And, you know, I just got to raise some money. I got to meet that contract and get some sponsorships. I got to ask because everybody says, you don't ask me, Max. But so that's about it, Mark. I mean, you know, I always appreciate you connecting. I know we've been friends a long time. And
2014
you know, this
now
is, it's all like, yeah, it's just everything is evolving. And it's
yeah.
really neat to see, you know, St. Pete. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know if we got any much love in St. Pete from the city or the arts. That doesn't matter. But, you know, we hope that Hillsborough will give us a little bit more love. But I'm always open to someone saying, hey, Mac, I got a property. We'll write it on our taxes. It's for $5. We're going to move. But I'm not interested
right.
in going back into St. Petersburg. So that's kind of where the property's at some point. But they're doing a big build-out in the years at the Veterans Memorial Park, 301. And,
right.
you know, we might look into that. But I'd rather do programs, yoga, mental health, meditation, art courses, classes, those things that I think are just different things. And
yep.
I think veterans, military, they don't want to – look, the VA is the VA. That's medical. That's their job. So I don't think the guys and gals want to be, like, rated and you know, and have things on their files and stuff like that. I think that they just want to, you know, have a place. And you've been to the center. Just have a place where they're – you know, we could show a little artwork. We could have a little fun. We could have a little comedy. And you know,
yeah.
unify, and just it's real simple concept. I don't know why it is. It's just so hard to, you know, understand. But
yeah,
you know,
hey Mac,
I've been talking along.
Yeah, hey, can you stick around? You want to stick around for a little while? I'm going to real fast do a station ID, play another quick tune,
yeah,
and then come back at the and go to the next half hour.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Max Von Maxim, because I want to get my wife over here. You and her have something in common, so I want to get her over here real fast to chit-chat.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, the Veterans Arts Center of Tampa Bay, having a relaunch reception on August 31st from 6 to 8 o'clock, 1717 East 7th Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33605. And you can go to Eventbrite and RSVP through there. In conjunction with, it looks like here, Concerned Veterans of America. It's a good organization. And
they're
sponsoring.
Yeah, they're sponsoring us. Yep. They're going to have some food
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, this is Dave Bray, folks. Check it out. I'll be back in let's see, how many minutes is this song? This song is 4 minutes, 23 seconds. We'll be back. There you have it, folks. That's our good friend Dave Bray, his version of Amazing Grace with little taps thrown in there to commemorate those that we lost on the battlefield today in Afghanistan. Don't forget, there are many folks that put their life on the line for that country. 20 years of military veterans coming out of Afghanistan. And there's probably going to be a flurry of, and it's horrible to say, suicides of veterans. People had to put their life on the line, and now it's all for nothing. They're going to be feeling distraught and lost and angry. And if you're out there and you're one of those guys, the Suicide Prevention Hotline is available for you right now at 1-800-273-8255. The Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you're feeling like you need to speak to somebody, they are there for you right now. 1-800-273-8255. Welcome back to the show, Mac. So my wife and you have something in common. I'm bringing the show to my wife.
Okay, cool.
So I know that you sprechen Sie some Deutsch, no?
Ja, meine alte Familie kommt aus Deutschland, aus Preußen, wisst ihr?
Du hast ganz gute Sprachung. Hallo, wie geht's?
Ich studiere deutsche Geschichte an der Universität Cincinnati, but meine Großvater war das deutsche Offizier in die Krieg, ja? Meine Deutsche sind nicht so gut.
Ja, das ist ganz, ganz gut. Mein
Vater
war in die Bundeswehr und meine Mutter ist eine 100%.
Ja. So I was in Germany. I went to Germany for like just cold stick 2 years ago and lived in Köln and did some trading commerce. I wouldn't go back. It's just, yeah. And so I, you know, visit Berlin and all the history, and it was just really neat to see all the maps and the history and the photos. Yeah,
they leave it so run down and so bomb ridden, is because of the fact it's a reminder that history repeats itself. You know.
Yeah, I know. Well, the East, the Ost is just, it's so. I mean, I was spent some time in Leipzig and. It's just changed. It's, you know, I had a great time in all, but. What?
We're northern German, so we're like near Hamburg on the other side.
Oh, you're a Norddeutsch. Yeah.
Yeah, we're Norddeutsch. And then my family is also on the south in like Düsseldorf and Ratingen.
Yeah,
and
the Ruhrgebiet.
The Black Forest, they live in there too.
We make good ham over there.
Well, yeah, I got some stories to tell you. When I was over there, I just kind of was like a little, but it was neat to see, like, when I studied German history, yeah, and then, you know, all of my family and all, but when I taught military history in the Army, and you see all the old photos and all of the battle maps and the bomb damage maps and all of those, when you go there and you visit all of the museums, and the young people don't. They've forgotten. They don't. They're like,
they
what? And I'm like, yeah,
they
this is all bombed out. You know where you're. No, yeah, it's good. I'm like, what? I know. I was like rounding up all this history and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, where you're standing, you were. This is all bombed. They're like, no, we don't know that. I'm like, yeah, like it was just weird. But,
even when you bring up the Berlin Wall, people are like, huh? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I know.
It's like, but I got a good story to you. Here's a good story. I was just telling it at another event this evening. So I was at a football game in Köln, and it was freezing. This is, I mean, and 50,000 Deutsche, right? And all the fans are standing, they're cheering their football team song, yeah, and their Connor song, right? And I'm like, you know, this is really cool because it's all Germans and you're all chanting at once. And I said to my, there's another guy who brought his son, and I'm like, what is it, Off Deutsch? Is this your therapy? And he goes, what? And I'm like, well, I said, he goes, well, you did some big rallies in Nuremberg back in the day. And he put my hand on my back and he goes, I got to buy you a beer. He goes, it is our therapy. It is only our sound, our team, and our city.
<That's>
it was just funny. It was just like a little, it was just my dark isms about, you know, Germans. And it was good. It was good. I had to go before I died, you know, because I was 20 years in the Army, never got Germany.
I want to bring him so bad to see my family's property and all, like, you know, like they what said
yeah.
is this year, they already ruined the, they took my grandmother's gravesite and all my uncle and everybody's out of there because that's what they do there. After so many years, they, you know, they
yep.
uproot you. So I'm like, I can't even like go and like show him my family members at the graveyard. Like that's like something big there. Like we garden it, we make it nice. It's like, you know, it's
I've seen the photos.
You don't go just to meet mom and dad. You're meeting like all the dead family too. You know, that's just how it is.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. I think it's pretty neat that you guys speak German and stuff like that. We got about 15 minutes left on the show. We got to get back to it.
Yes. You know what they say then, Mom? Tschüss.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen. Ja, genau.
That's fun. Yeah. My wife's been to Germany a bunch of times.
Good. She's a Volksdeutsch.
She's in there going, really? That was on the air?
Yeah, yeah. We're like, your listeners are like, what is going on? Or are they like, is this a German course or something?
Hey, we got a good show. We cover a lot of ground. I have actual listeners in Deutschland, so we're good.
Oh, cool.
It's great. That's what I love about internet radio is it's worldwide. It's everywhere, you know. It's all over the place, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a good thing. Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Japan, wherever, they're listening. So it's fun. That's why I do it, because it gets out.
Cool.
People hear it. So. Uh-oh, what happened? My producer dropped off. I got to get him back on here. I don't know if it goes over the air when he's not on there. So this Afghanistan thing is really a tragedy. But it's not the only tragedy, because the whole Biden administration is a tragedy. It's crazy.
It's all by design, though, because the party is 4 years behind schedule, so they're trying to transform it and fast forward to behind the 4 years, reverse everything Trump's done, and then move to socialism/communism. That's it.
Yeah.
The open borders plan. They're not doing anything. This whole thing was planned. This exit, because look at the infrastructure bill. I was just looking at this infrastructure bill here that they're going to pass.
It's horrifying.
This is scary stuff. Yeah. What is it? Hold on here. What was Karen Jarosz? She's works for Heritage Foundation. And 3.5 budget reconciliation, yes, because it only takes 50 votes. H.R. 4, not likely. 10 Republican senators will have to defect, and zero defections by Republicans in the House. However, our Florida senators won't disappoint. $1.5 trillion infrastructure. Only 10% goes to roads and bridges. The rest is fluff. We already know that. And I asked the question about the this is all the social stuff and new Green Deal and voting rights to the illegals that have been flooding in. Yep.
Is this was the bill number? Is this eight? You said H.R. 4?
H.R. 4 was this. She said, well, there's 3.5 budget reconciliation, H.R. 4, and the $1.5 trillion infrastructure, which is not infrastructure because only 10% goes to roads and bridges. It's all
right.
Social
which
things,
is really infrastructure.
Green New Deal and it's all hidden stuff, but it's going to screw us because it's going to pass. And 19 Republican senators have already passed it already. So
what about H.R. 1?
I don't know. She didn't say anything about here. I'm just reading off of her email that she just sent me today. So So
right, we got to look into HR1. That was dangerous
rights.
Too.
Yep,
yeah, I think
yep.
That's HR1.
And it might be in the yeah, I don't know. I mean, there so 3.5, 4, so it's 5 more trillion. And we're already, what, 30 trillion? So we're going to go to 35, 37 trillion by the end of this whole 4 years. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So something will definitely give. You're going to see the middle class, and you're going to see poverty, and you're going to see all these things. And the rich will always be protected and because they got the money. And they know how to work it, but you're seeing the middle class become the lower class. It's all by design, all by the transfer. Yep.
One of the craziest things
yep.
I saw was the three ladies that run Black Lives Matter all bought
yep.
mansions
yep.
in gated communities yep. in white neighborhoods.
Yeah, but they're you know, everybody knows, they're hopefully they know they're been trained, and they say they're communists and they're Marxists.
Yeah, they come right out and say
it's
it.
It's out there. Yeah, they
yep.
trained and they educated through Marxism, and we're giving them billions of dollars, and they're just another what it is they created the Antifa BLM, like the brown shirts or like
yep.
the all of those things, those apparatuses as of heavies in the communities to squell the conservatives. Just like, look, if anybody goes and research 1933 and all the events before 1933 and then the what they call the seizure of power and the Gleichschaltung and Max der Greifung, which is all the transformation of Germany into National Socialism, it's very, very
right.
scary, like how it's reminiscent. Just everybody research it, but nobody knows because we don't teach history. And
nope.
It's scary how it resembles that time.
It's you know when it's when they you got to have papers to try, you know, to go into the restaurant, but not to break into the country at the southern border or to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's all by design. That's why they're not
the
doing
papers,
anything because they're trying to. Yeah, they're trying to feed everybody and move them all into the red states, and there you go. That's another Democrat, socialist, communist voting vote. Once they citizen or they amnesty and they give a citizen a voting right. I think they're very good at the long strategic game and sinister game. That's the way they've always been, and we gotta fight or play their game better. We don't. We're too kind and too naive, and yeah, hell, I am too. But we got to figure this out quick, because I think a lot of people I ask, I always ask the question here and think about it. But do you think in your gut that there will be some type of spark or fire or ignition that will set off the country into, because it's when we say civil war, it's different, because I was hearing Trevor Noah. He works for Epoch Times last week. He's from Australia and nice guy, and he really did a great job speaking about this whole thing. But he said about federations that are, we're not going to always be the United States, but there'll be federations of states. For the conservative and then the West Coast and the East Coast, and how that'll look like a civil war. But do you think that there is a spark that's going to happen in the nation? Do you think that is coming?
I people murmur things, you hear stuff. I don't think we have the organizational capabilities to make any kind of stand against the federal overreach in this country. There's too many chiefs, not enough Indians. Everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants the spotlight. Everybody wants it to be me, 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 me. Arrogance and ego is in the way, and the patriot movement like no other. And I've seen many great groups that you thought were going to be something spectacular fall by the wayside because of ego and pride and arrogance and me, me, me mentality. And that's just the sad reality of it. I don't believe for a minute that we're going to save this country like that. And if something arises, who knows? You know, we got to do what's right for the country. But I don't think it's possible. I don't think all the gun owners in America would do. I've seen firsthand groups of patriots in a standoff with federal agents when given the opportunity to throw down their weapons and leave with no charges. They all threw down their weapons and ran away, and only four people stayed behind. And so it's just the way it is.
Once you have the military, once you have the police force and any type of totalitarian, it's very, very difficult. You take away the Second Amendment, and there you go. We've lost it, and they're trying.
If the sheriffs and the military members all go, well, look, we swore an oath to protect this Constitution and this country and this republic, so help us God, maybe we have a chance. Some folks, like, you know, they talk to military guys on a regular basis and, you know, that are active, and they have little private conversations. And these guys, a lot of these guys are saying things like, we will join the people. We will, you know, we will not fire on our own citizens. That's it. I don't think that's what's the saving grace is. I don't think the American military would go out and actually mass kill American citizens. They may go and quell a riot, and a couple people may get hurt or die, but I think the military would throw down their military garb and join the people. 3-1. 75% of the military would join the people.
Right, right. Interesting, scary, transformational times. I mean, I would look up the Tyler cycle and look at the cycle of countries and times. It's really neat to look at that. Just write it down on a piece of paper and look up the Tyler cycle. And it's a kind of a chart that has a circle around it. And it's really, where would the United States fall into? Just look that up for when you're doing something, just self-research. But
I do a lot of that type of stuff, you know. There's so much information flying at all times. If you're not paying attention, you can miss the news cycle. It happens so quick. You know.
You know what's bugging me too.
Now that we had this whole Afghanistan thing, and you're talking about these laws that they want to pass, like HR4 and these other things that are going through Congress. The folks, Congress is still running right now. They're still making laws. They're still voting on stuff. It's just part of the agenda, you know. Afghanistan is in the morning. They probably have another briefing right before lunch, and they talk about Afghanistan again. But in between all that, they're voting on laws, and they're doing things. And be very nervous. This is a distraction. Some of this, they're going to use it as a distraction. They do not let any good crisis go to waste. They will never just let something happen and get through it without having some sinister, backhanded, out of whack plan to regain more power for themselves and to hurt their counterparts on the other side of the aisle in the Republican Party, conservatives and American patriots. And like you said, 19 of these clowns are voting for these horrible infrastructure bills. You would think somewhere along the line the Democrats would be like, well, look, President Trump won our district. He won our county. He won our state. Maybe we want to start looking at the other side a little bit, but nope. They're lockstep and they stay together. You know, you got to commend the Democrats there. They stay together. They fight together and they push what they want. And I think we have
a lot of issues. That's called the Red Horde, though. This is the same concepts and a culture of Marxist, communist, socialism, they all stick together, and it's called the Red Horde.
Right.
And, they got it down, and they do it better than us, because we need to start unifying and fixing these elections, and we got our challenges. We might have to go through some dark times right now, but like I said, these are times when Americans, in our dark times, you get the – we see the best of America, too.
And apparently we got some breaking news coming out. I don't see a date here or a time. It is through NBC News. Of course, that's nothing but communism news. But it's the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt has come out and broke his silence in an exclusive interview with NBC News Lieutenant Michael Byrd. And he only opened fire only as a last resort after the riots failed to comply with his commands. So I guess shooting unarmed people is okay. There's an ad or something blocking this. Why is this blocking it? I can't read it. I hate when they do that. But, yeah, so he's coming out and he's talking. Let's see. In the chaotic minutes before he shot and killed Ashley Babbitt during the Capitol riot on January 6th, Lieutenant Michael Byrd focused his attention on the glass doors leading into the lobby of the House of Representatives chamber. 60 to 80 House members and staffers were holed up inside, and it was Byrd's job to protect them. As rioters rampaged through the Capitol, Byrd and a few other officers of the U.S. Capitol Police set up a wall of furniture outside the doors. Now, notice what they said here, how they were holed up inside, and it was their job to protect them. Once we barricaded the doors, we were essentially trapped where we were. Speaking publicly for the first time, there was no way to retreat, no other way to get out. If they get through that door, they're into the House chamber and upon the members of Congress. I don't know. In the chaotic minutes before he shot and killed Ashley Babbitt, focused his attention on the glass doors leading into the lobby of the House of Representatives where members and staffers were holed up inside. It was his job to protect them.
Yeah.
This is the part that gets me is when they write it like this. As rioters rampage through the Capitol, have you seen any videos of rioters rampaging through the Capitol? I haven't seen those pictures. I've seen police officers opening doors and waving people in. I seen at one point some people broke a window and climbed in at one entrance. I saw that I did see. But mostly the doors were held open by the Capitol Police and the people were let in. One of the videos I seen was there was a staircase going up, I guess maybe the east side or something. And there was police at the door and the people were just kind of collecting on the steps. Nobody was screaming or yelling or chanting. They were just talking, milling around. And when there was enough people there, the police opened the doors and waved the people in. And the first thing you seen on the inside of the door was photographers taking pictures of them coming in through the doors. And then they show the video. Yep. Then the video guy gets in the crowd, and he's walking up the stairs with all the people. And when he gets to the top of the stairs, more photographers waiting for them to come through. So they had to set the cameras up, get the photographers in place, so that they open up the doors. So many people there just kind of walked with the crowd and went with the flow. They weren't even rioting. There wasn't a riot. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. It drives me crazy what's going on. There was no damn riot.
It's all false flags, though. It's all, look, it's all proven. I've had friends up there during that time. They all had anti-fall dressed in Trump hats. You know it. They all had pipe bombs in the back and smoke grenades in their backpacks. They were all inciting. But you can't control the news and the social media and all the other things, and you can't control the narrative or what's truth, then are we in a totalitarian society now? There you go.
It's really scary. All right. So
I had, what was it? Go ahead. Yeah.
We're right here at the end of the broadcast, so I want to talk a little bit about the relaunch reception for the Veterans Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen. Will be August 31st from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., 1717 East 7th Avenue, Tampa, Florida. That's Ybor City area, 33605 The Bad Monkey. You want to head out for raffles, appetizers, silent auction, music with Craig Gross, United States Air Force veteran, father of Corporal Frankie Gross. He'll be jamming and RSVP through Eventbrite. And, of course, the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 if you need to speak to somebody right now because you feel like the wheels are coming off or you can't handle the stress and anxiety that you're experiencing now that Afghanistan is going through this. After you put your life on the line, they're there for you. If you are not ever in Afghanistan, but you served and you need to talk to somebody, 1-800-273-8255. Mac, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Always a great guest.
Thank you so much again, Mark.
Yeah. I wish you guys nothing but luck with the relaunch reception. Unfortunately, on a Tuesday at 6 p.m., I can't make that event.
We got this exhibit coming. We'll have to get you out for that.
Yeah, I want to try and get to see the exhibit for sure. That sounds
amazing. I'd like to see some information on it too, some slides as well on your Facebook Messenger. So cool.
It's all the way in November.
Well, thank you very much again. Yep.
Maybe we can get that on. And folks, that brings us to
maybe you come out and do a table or something in the podcast.
Maybe do a live broadcast.
Yep.
That'd be fun. I like doing that stuff from time to time. I get out and do live shows. And again, folks, it's the relaunch reception August 31st. So get out to the Bad Monkey, 6 p.m. is the kickoff time. There'll be some
walk
music
up, welcome
all kinds of
welcome. Walk up, welcome. Yep.
Walk up, absolutely welcome. If you're there, stroll on in. Sponsored by Concerned Veterans of America, doing wonderful things to help veterans stay alive. Thanks again, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
All right, folks. And that brings us right to one of my favorite parts of the show. This is the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. We feature Dave here. He's a great guest, great patriot. His music's awesome, and we love him here, so... He hooks us up, we hook him up. Here it is, the Star Spangled Banner. Please rise.